You ready for God's word? Come on, Wayward Church, are you ready for God's word? Acts chapter number 12, stand as we read God's word. Stand as we read God's word. The next stand will be on you. We stand for president, we stand for governors, we stand for potentates. We stand also for the word of God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Acts chapter 12, verse 5 and 6, and then we'll go to 13 to 15, and then we'll read something from the book of Hebrews, and then we'll travel from there. Are you ready for God's word? Let's read from verse 5. Let's read together in concert at the count of 3. 1, 2, 3, go. Verse 13, 1, 2, 3, go. Come on. So they are praying for Peter to come out of prison. The damsel comes to say, hey, don't pray again. The prayer you're asking for, the answer at the door. I say, oh, Yahweh, you are crazy. So why were they praying? Hebrews chapter 11. Let's talk today. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 3. Give me this in the TPT. No, let's do King James first. King James is fine. Through faith we understand that the world, the eons, were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made from things which do appear. Let's read it in TPT in concert. 1, 2, 3, go. My subject today, as we end it on Wednesday, but as we continue the series of faith, is frame it. Tell your neighbor, frame it. Or say it well, say frame it. Louder, say frame it. Then tell another neighbor, you are framed. And there is nothing you can do about it. There is nothing the devil can do about it. Because you are framed. Woo! Glory to God. Father, send the kind of unction that makes teaching and preaching easy. Cause the eyes of understanding to open up to see Christ. Let your name be glorified as your people edified and the devils terrified. In the name of Jesus, give me nimbleness of mind, agile thought, help this weak body to preach the gospel as you help a mother who's in labor, like the midwife, birth the child. I ask that you strengthen me this service. And then you open the heavens over this room and keep it open, Lord Jesus, and invade this room. It is your hour, it is your time. In Jesus' matchless name, and everybody said amen. Amen. On your way to your seat, tell your neighbor you're framed. And tell him again, frame it. Glory to God. The best way to predict a future is to create one. The best way to predict a future is to create one. The best way to predict a future is to what? Create one. Faith now becomes the tool that brings into manifestation the future that God has already finished before time began. Faith now is the tool that brings into manifestation the future that you're believing God for, that God has already released to you before time began. What I'm saying to you is that you and I are watching a live match. God is watching a replayed match. So whilst you are tensed and worried about it, he is not tensed and worried about it. There's something I used to watch my mom, WrestleMania, as a child. And she used to like Hulk Hogan as a child. So there was a match where Ultimate Warrior, OGs, you know what I'm talking about. Gen Zs know what they know what I'm talking about. It's fine. Million, you know, you can't. So, and Ultimate Warrior almost beat Hulk Hogan up. One time, Hulk Hogan came out, charge, and he won. So my mother had not seen it, but I had the VHS. So I was playing it for my mom because she had returned. And throughout that fight, she was tense, jumping. But I was cool because I'd seen it. What I'm saying to you is that God already knows what is going to happen. So when you are praying, heaven is not tense. Hey, what's going on? Oh, let's do something. That's not how God acts, because he's the seated priesthood. He's resting. When he died on the cross, he said it is finished, not to be continued.
He knows the end from the beginning. So he's the one who began the beginning before the beginning began. And no one began him himself. So he ended the movie and then pressed play. Are you listening to me? I'm saying faith is the tool that brings into time manifestation that which God has already sorted out in eternity. Are you listening to me? That's what faith is. So one of the ways to predict your future is what? Create one. And I said to you last week, grace makes all things available. Faith makes all things obtainable. Grace makes, faith takes. Let's do that again. Grace makes all things available. Faith makes all things. One more time. Grace makes all things. Faith makes all things. Grace makes. No, you will learn something. This is not that church. Now when you leave, how was it the man preach? That guy, no, the guy sound. What did he say? Inyansha. No. You will go home with something. Let's do it again. Grace makes all things. Faith makes all things. So if you take your tab right now and you buy something with your phone, you own it, but you don't possess it yet. So it is by faith we possess what we already own by grace. Are you listening to me? It is by faith we possess what we already own by grace. Grace has made it available, but you need faith to make it obtainable. So faith is the hand that catches out and takes out of what grace has already done. So the Bible says in the book of Ephesians says, by grace are you saved, verse 5. Verse 18 now says, by grace are you saved through faith. So faith is the instrument, the vehicle that delivers to you that which grace has already provided. Are you seeing that? Titus chapter 2 verse 11, it says the grace of God, put it up there, the grace of God that bringeth salvation had appeared to who? Appeared to who? So grace is available for all men. But not all men are saved. Because it is by faith we receive what that grace has done. Are you listening to me? Are you listening to me? So when you do evangelism, yeah, and you start talking to people about Jesus, how Jesus died for you, as you are preaching that message, grace does not demand faith. It releases faith to take that message that you are preaching. So grace does not demand faith. It releases faith. It supplies faith. That's so powerful. Is grace makes it available. Once grace is preached, it activates faith to take what grace has already done. Because it's the work of grace from start to finish. There's no part of our work where we suspend grace. There's no part of the work where we suspend grace. And what that faith does, faith brings serious lambano. Lambano is aggressively possessing what Christ has given you. Did you hear what I said? Not passively taking. Aggressive in possessing what Christ has given you. So you take it. Once grace is preached, like I'm preaching right now, faith is released because grace does not demand faith. It supplies faith. Faith is being released. Now the problem is, let pastor talk about breakthrough. Let him talk about my fibroid. The truth is, I just need to preach grace. Once I preach grace, faith knows what to take. Are you listening to me? As I preach grace and faith is released in your spirit, faith knows what to take. Don't send faith message. Faith knows what to do. Faith knows your need more than you think you know your need. When Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. That was not the only Lazarus in scripture, in the grave. But the one he was calling, they're not born and well. He jumped out of the grave. So as you are preaching the message of God's grace, faith is released within you to supply to you the things that you need. Glory to God. Because the gospel does not demand faith. It supplies faith. Glory to God. Acts chapter 14. And it's aggressive lambano. Aggressive taking. I don't know about you. Every time grace is being preached, I'm telling you, that's how I've always been. I've always been the aggressive taking. I'm excited when grace is being preached. Nobody's sad about good news. No, you're not sad about good news. Are you listening to me? It's you want to grab it. You want to take it. Acts chapter 14 verse 8. Look at the scripture. And there sat a certain man in Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. Next verse. The same heard Paul speaking, who steadfastly beholding him. That means there's a way to receive the word of God. Are you? They taught us well. Some of you, when you come to church, that's how you're sitting. Okay. I've heard about this logic guy. Oh, and preach me if you can. Oh, all right, that's a good one. Oh, he made a point there. Oh, it's really good. You think I came for you?
You think I have you? No, 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 no. Once you hear the word of God's grace, you know how you position yourself. This is how you sit. You are wondering. You are following the pastor like this. You are hungry to receive aggressively. I am that member. If I sit with you, God sends you a word. If you are not ready, I will grab it too with me. I'm hungry like that. This guy was not the only guy in church. But perceiving Paul, who steadfastly beholding him, perceiving that he had faith to be healed. Paul was not preaching about faith. How did he have faith to be healed? Paul was preaching grace. Grace supplies faith. Because you would think that Paul was preaching faith. That's why he had faith. No, Paul was preaching about grace. Give me this in the Message translation, guy. He heard Paul talking, and Paul looking him in the eye, so that he was ripe for God's work. So grace message makes your faith ripe to collect. You didn't hear me. Grace makes your faith ripe to collect. So I was wondering, what did Paul preach, Mom? That as he was preaching, give me verse 10. KJV. Let's go back to KJV. Who, the same head Paul speak, who steadfastly behold him in, perceiving that he had faith to be healed. Next verse, verse 10. Said with a loud voice, stand upright on the feet. And he leaped and walked. It was not a miracle service. So I don't have to organize miracle service to see miracles. This sign shall follow them that believe. As the word of grace is being preached, miracles happened. Are you listening to me? So Paul was just preaching. Saw the guy. Said, the way this guy, they follow me as I preach like this. In blessing, saying faith don't ripe to collect. I said, hey, stand up. And he stood up. He didn't even say stand up in Jesus' name. No. He just said faith is there. Stand up. That's all. He didn't add in Jesus' name. There's nothing wrong adding in Jesus' name. But this time, the faith ripe. You just need to shake the tree, the fruit will fall. Are you listening to me? And so I asked myself, what was Paul preaching? Because I want to preach that message. I went to verse 3. Give me verse 3, TPT. He says, yet Paul and Barnabas stayed there for a long time, preaching boldly and fearlessly about the Lord. Many trusted in the Lord, for he backed up his message of what? Grace. So Paul was preaching grace. Faith was available. Miracle happened. Kabaye. Are you seeing this? Paul was preaching grace. As he was preaching grace, faith was available. Miracles took place. So I said, okay, maybe verse 3 is far from verse 8. Let's see verse 7. And they preached the gospel. So the gospel knows what to do because faith knows what to take. So as I'm preaching right now, miracles are happening to you. Oh God. You know, that your amen has not enough that number. I said, as I'm preaching right now, that one is still on wheelchair. I said, as I'm preaching right now, miracles are happening. Miracles are happening already as I'm preaching right now. Because I don't have to preach about the specificity of your miracles. As I preach grace, there is faith in your spirit to take what you need of the service. Are you listening to me? Because, you know, I showed you last week. Give me Romans. Faith cometh by hearing. Put it up there. This God here is not Theo, it's Christos. This God here. So faith comes by hearing. That is hearing the good news about Christ. So not every message can build your faith. Yeah. So you can't go to church on Sunday morning and the topic is acquire to perspire to recover the container. 5 steps to make it in life. And you think your faith is being built. If your mother slapped your wife, what should you do? Sunday morning. Politics and government, our role in the society. Sunday morning. Your faith is not being built. The specificity that builds faith is the word of God's grace. Yeah. So if this is grace, and I focus on grace. The more grace I hear, the more my faith is building. The more grace I hear, the more my faith is building. So to build your faith, feast on grace. So faith, put my scripture up. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. This God here is not Theo, it's Christos. Hearing the word of God's grace. The message about Jesus. Hey. From verse 14. The scripture must be read contextually because it makes you a con man if you read it out of context. So let's read it contextually. From verse 14. Sorry if it's your first time, we're a Bible church. Sorry. Went to preach somewhere in the U.S. I've never seen a pastor use scripture to preach like this before. I said, what are they doing here?
How do you preach about the word of God without the word of God? I don't understand. How do you go to Delta Port and you're asking for Chinese? No. Master Chambanga did there. So how do you preach about the word of God without the Bible?
So sorry if I understand that the scarcity of the word is strong. So some of you have seen too many scriptures. Because you may not read it in next week's Sunday. Enjoy it. Amen. So from verse 14.
How then shall they call on him in whom? Do you see that? Call on him in whom? So the teaching of the Bible is about a whom. It's about a person. It's about somebody. Unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Are you with me? He says, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? So the message, the church is about a whom.
Jesus is preaching, Uncle Julius. He said to his disciples, who do men say that I am? One guy said, you are prophets. One chance. Peter, by mistake, said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus shocked. Said, Peter, you're not sharp like that now. How you think you know this thing? Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you. You be fisherman now. You don't man. How you think you get this thing? God opened you on some secret. Then Jesus said to Peter, upon this revelation, what is this revelation? You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. I will build my church. So what makes a church is not building. It's the discussion. It's the conversation. It has to be about Jesus. I'm teaching good. If it's about politics, that's a different thing. What makes it church? That is the first time you find church in Bible. That place is the first time you see church in Bible. And by the law of hermeneutics, the law of first mention, this the interpretation stays throughout the scripture. Where am I? Next verse. 15.
How shall they preach except they be sent? Yeah? As it is written, stay with me. How beautiful are the feet of them that preach what?
I'm trying to travel with you to where he said, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I want to take you on the journey that landed us there. Are you with me? Verse 16. He now says, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. To obey the gospel is to believe the gospel. Obedience in the Old Testament is believing in the New Testament. They have not all obeyed, believed the gospel. For Isaiah said, Lord, who... So, Paul is quoting something in Isaiah. Are you with me? Bible student, are you with me? So it's important to interrogate what he's quoting in Isaiah. Let's go to Isaiah 53 from verse 1. God punished the devil. Put it there. Who had believed... That's what Paul said. He says, and to whom is the arm of the Lord? Let's read next verse 2. For he shall grow up like before him as a tender plant and as a root out of the dry ground. He had no form nor comeliness. And when you shall see him, there is no beauty that you should what? Who is he describing? Who is he describing? Verse 3. He is despised and what? A man of what? Acquitted with what? And he hid as it were our faces from him. And he was despised and we what? Verse 4. Surely he had what? And carried our what? Yet we did what? And smitten of what? And what? Verse 5. But he was for bruised. The chastisement. And with the stripes of Jesus. So this is the report Paul was talking about in Romans. Let's go back to Romans, Kabaye. They have not all obeyed the gospel. They have all not believed the gospel. For Isaiah said, Lord, who had believed our report? You understand it? Next verse. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing that report that he was wounded, bruised, the chastisement by his stripes. So it is the message of his death, his burial, and resurrection. That built your faith. Shout glory. Sit down. We're just talking. Sit down. Sit down. We're just talking. So if you want faith to work, hear grace. As grace is preached, faith is released. And faith knows what to do. So grace works because faith knows what to take. Some of you actually think you need money.
But as grace is being preached, faith will bring healing. Because he knows what you need. As faith is being preached, as grace is being preached, faith will bring favor. Faith will bring wisdom. Because wisdom will bring the wealth. But you think you need money. But wisdom is more important than money. Because faith knows what to do. I was preaching last week. I feel the anointing. And I said, in 7 days, second service, even third service too, that you will see miracles that will shock you. It was not a job delivery service. It was just a regular service. I got your testimony too. Jane's mom, I saw something from you too on how things, let me show you one testimony. I don't have time. I marched on Friday, 15 March, into my first choice to do the pediatrics residency training to become a pediatrician at University of Kansas School of Medicine at Wichita. This was just after last Sunday service where you said you will get a message saying congratulations in 7 days. I got my congratulations email on Monday by 3 p.m. Immediately the email came out with my placement. My friends who have been in the U.S. called me to ask what jazz I used to get into a prestigious hospital with amazing benefits. Out of 10,000 applications from applicants all over the world, I was one of the 5 people who were picked in the prestigious hospital, and the only African. Their exact words were, "We were all genuinely impressed with you, and we consider it an honor to have you join us. I have felt the love from the hospital already. My testimony is that indeed the Lord brought it to me. Great grace is working for me. It is my turn. It is my time. I'm truly enjoying supernatural overflow. God bless you, Dad, for feeding us and equipping us with the gospel of God's grace." It was not a job delivery service. No. It was just message like this. But faith knows what to do. I didn't call her to my office to brood and lay hands on her and give her a prophetic amen that usually goes with a prophetic seed. Because you have to seed it to mobilize. When all you need is just hear grace and then give me the next testimony. Put it up there. Good evening, Piflo. So I'm also the part of the people you spoke about. Something happened in 7 days. I watched second service on Monday, not even in Nigeria. Normally, with my investment, when I am making money, the max I make is £1,000 a day. People, less than 24 hours, keen into what the word, when you were preaching about faith and grace. Grace went to work and I woke up with £30,000. Jump. Coincidence? Never. Godicidence. Grace is working for me. There was no investment boost service. We just preached the message of God's grace. I commend you to God and the word of his grace that is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among the saints. For the preaching of the cross is foolishness to them that perish, but unto us it is the power of God. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. See. The next testimony. Put it up there. Oh my God, Papa. Thank you. So yesterday you talked about 7 days and you'll get the email. I have been applying for jobs in the UK for almost 2 years now. And I got over 150 rejections. When they reject you 150 times, you may start recharge card business. POS. It says depression before. Was heavy. It affected my esteem, of course, and everything. Definitely. My friend reached out to me and said, there's an opening in Australia. I was like, Australia, okay. My mind wasn't there at all. I sent my CV. I was scheduled for an interview by 5:30 this morning. I couldn't sleep. I was just so alert to do, so I do not miss the time. I didn't even read as I should. I'm extremely busy and exhausted. By the end of the day, Piflo, before 1 hour had elapsed, that is 6:30 a.m., I got my offer letter of employment. That's what I'm talking about. Grace. Somebody say grace. The one that sweets me past. The one that is my best testimony. Next one. Keep put it up there. Good morning, Papi. You might never get to see this message, but I must talk. I see him. Be flow. The gift, the grace, the example. You still remain my best gift after salvation because you taught me who I am in Christ. Life is so much easier knowing that I am passionately loved by God. At first, I was angry at the total and aggressive misrepresentation I was taught, and later started feeling like this love he has loved me with is too much that I am undeserving. And as I continued feeding on the gospel, I totally accepted the unconditional love. Piflo, I have been masturbating since 2015. And no step or strategies worked. But the gospel always knows what to do. I started enforcing my identity and nature in Christ. And I started with the declaration, Papi, from masturbating more than 6 times a day. Hey! Oluwao, 6 times a day for 9 years. People have power. Do one, I do two, I tire, Sean. Six. It's the devil. It's the devil. He says, it says what? Wait. Papi, from masturbation 6 times a day for 9 years to not being able to masturbate since I first heard the gospel. To not being able to masturbate for 8 months now, the gospel knows what to do. We didn't preach about a masturbation stop service. This grace message is what made people to sing. This grace message. Are you seeing what grace is doing? Your behavior modification plan has not done it. This is not behavior modification. This is inner transformation. It's about his death, burial, and resurrection. The cross is the crux of the matter. Finished. If you don't know it, don't criticize it. It is the power of God. It's the engineering of God. Better people, better lives by the message of the gospel. It's not a threat message. It's a love letter. It's the love of God that brings men to repentance. That's the message of the gospel. These are the testimony that brings me joy. Life transformed. And even if you teach, they should carry their cross. It's God that helps us carry the cross. For it is God who is at work within you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. This is the message of the gospel, and I'm going to preach it. God, I'm going to preach it. Going to preach it. And you have enemies. You can't preach this gospel and be friends with me. No. I sat with the bishop. He said to me, this message you're preaching, mommy said to me, it's so powerful. Say, but the problem is I can't make money with this. That's what he said to me, mom. Say, I can't make money with this. Because this thing liberates the people. Yeah. Once you deal with mammon, the message will take you out of mammon. The Bible says you can't serve God and mammon. Not God and the devil. The devil has been defeated. Now mammon, they're not defeated. He did it for us to defeat. Balleries, dough, bread. Malachi. Like I've seen the excellency and some people in church. This is the day to preach dangerous seed, amen. So seed. If you are sick, check your seed. If you are suffering, check your offering. If you don't tithe, your life will be tight. Really? That's what we're talking about? 10% is your problem? When the one you woo worship gave his all? That's what we're discussing. It's mathematics you are doing in church now. Tell your neighbor, stay with the gospel. One more time, say, stay with the gospel. And so we taught you last week that faith is not the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That's a popular definition of faith. I met it in church, but I checked it. Give me Hebrews 11 verse 1. Give me verse 2. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Are you the elder? Are you the elder there? So if Hebrews 11 verse 1 is your declaration of faith, verse 2. Did you read verse 2? For by it the elders of... So there is something called the sufficient condition for every dispensation. The sufficient condition for the Old Testament was believing in Christ to come. That's not our condition. We are not believing in Christ to come. We believe in Christ finished work. He has come. So read verse 39. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. If Hebrews 11 verse 1 is your definition of faith, it means that you believe God for something that you may never have. I didn't say that. Fight the book. Don't fight me. Verse 40. But God having provided some better things for us. For better things for us. So what is their faith? What is Hebrews 11? Faith is the Jesus that they hoped for that they did not see. But just hoping in Jesus was good enough for them. That was their sufficient condition. Our condition is not hoping in Jesus to come. It's that he has come. He lives inside of us. Glory to God. He lives in me. I'm in him justified. He's in me glorified. Glory to God. In him I live. In him I move. In him I have my being. Christ in me is the hope of glory. Somebody shout glory. Not believing in him to come. From all the prophets in the Old Testament, none is as great as John the Baptist. John the Baptist did not heal any sick. That means if you had flu and you went to John the Baptist church, you die well. Couldn't heal anybody. But Jesus said, from all the prophets in the Old Testament, none is as great as John the Baptist. Why? It's John who said, now behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. So your greatness in the kingdom is premised on your revelation of Jesus, not how much fire you can call from heaven. And the Bible now says that the least in the kingdom is greater than John the Baptist. That means John did the pointing, we have the carrying. Are you listening to me? My neighbor bought Grand Cherokee. Every day, Ibo man, I have Grand Cherokee. One over Sabi Britico, IJGB. Say, it's not Grand Cherokee, it's Grand Cherokee. Say, you know the name, I have the motto. So John did the pointing, we have the Jesus. We have the Jesus. He's living inside of me. He's walking inside of me. So what is faith? Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith. Looking to the finished work. He died for me. He died as me. When he was buried, I was buried with him. When he resurrected, I resurrected with him. Now I'm seated in Christ in heavenly places, far above principalities and powers. Shout glory! My faith is looking at what Jesus has done for me. It's from the finished work. See them, we're just talking. What is faith? It's looking unto Jesus. My faith has found a resting place, not in device, no creed. I trust the ever-living child. His wounds for me shall be. Let's go. Enough for me. Enough for me that Jesus says, this ends my fears. And a sinful soul, I came to him. He's never cast me out. I need no other. I need no other plea. Is enough that Jesus died, and that he died for me. It's enough that Jesus died. This is the message of the gospel. Jesus plus nothing. Not Jesus with special handkerchief. Not Jesus with olive oil. So the day your Goya breaks, your God is on the floor. Pain me. That thing that had an expiring date. The day they steal your mantle with your car, they took your God away. Took your car, your mantle is in, they took it away. They still, when you are a living, moving on earth, heaven is his P.O. box. I'm the PMB. I carry God the waka. He's inside of me. I'm inside of him. I'm in Christ. He's in me. The anointing that you have received abides in you. So I don't need any faith booster. I just need to listen to the message of God's grace. And that's all. A believer who doesn't know that Jesus is enough. You're like a married woman looking for something outside. You're flirting. Yes. Yes. You're flirting with your ex. It's called the law. You're flirting with works. And they taught us when we were growing up that if you sin, it's used crucifying Jesus the second time, like Moses smiting the rock. That's not true. The first rock is the crucified Christ. The second rock is the glorified Christ. You don't smite this one. You speak to this rock. Hey, Jesus. Because anytime you smite the rock, what you are saying is that what Jesus did first was not enough. You want to add your beating to his beating. That's what you do when you don't believe in Jesus alone. You want to add something to it. You speak to the rock. You don't smite the rock. Because that rock is Christ.
So you must have the will to sit where you are and speak to the rock. Especially in the Oscar of your destiny. Because that rock is Christ. Sorry, Christ. So you should sit where you are and say, get my name out of your mouth. Because you speak to the rock. When you get out of your seat and smite the rock, if you know, you know. If you don't know, it's fine. If you don't get it, forget about it. It's okay. And the bedrock for this smiting the rock is that there's always an entanglement. Yeah. Oh no, flourish. Leave it. Flourish, leave it. When you start doing on the red table of entanglement with the law, once you get an outsider into the red table, you're going to smite the rock. Once you start flirting with the law, flirting with religion, you're going to smite the rock in the Oscar of your destiny, and there will be disqualifications for that. If you can say amen, say out. If you know, you know. But I thought you guys are entertainers. You should know this. Are you booting? Okay. Let's see. Let's talk. So Peter is walking on water. That's how to walk. Somebody get ready to walk on water. Oh, you didn't hear me. I said get ready to walk on water. Get ready to do impossible things. Oh, you didn't hear me. Get ready to do impossible things. They won't know that you're walking on water, but only you and yourself know that you're walking on water. That means God has said it, and I'm just moving by faith. I'm not going to pay attention to the storms. I'm just going to pay attention to looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher. You come. If this be Peter and I be Jesus, he's walking unto me. He starts sinking and I pull him up. And I've told you, every time you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, don't see yourself as the victim. See yourself as Jesus.
Yes, sir.
So when you see him feeding 5,000, don't take a number. See yourself as the Jesus feeding 5,000. You remember the song, Jesus walked on water. Jesus raised the dead. Jesus healed the sick. And he was never stranded. Jesus. You all play too much shit. Sit down. Mommy's in church. Sit down. Come on. Sit down, my mom is in church. Sit down. Listen. You all play too much. Jesus walked on water. Jesus healed the sick.
I can heal the sick.
Jesus raised the dead.
I can raise the dead.
And he was never stranded.
I could never be stranded.
Jesus.
Oh God.
My father, your father. My father, your father.
Hey, yeah. Sit down.
I'm tired.
Yeah. Mom, you're too old for this. Just sit.
So when you see that, you are not Peter trying to sink. You are Jesus. Come. Because Peter, Jesus had not died. So Jesus was outside of Peter. Now Jesus lives inside of you. So you are never going to sing. Because he can sing, you can sing. At best, you float for a while, and then you continue walking on water. Jesus walked on water. Jesus raised the dead.
I can raise the dead.
Jesus healed the sick.
I can heal the sick.
He was never stranded.
I can never be stranded.
Jesus walked on water.
I can walk on water.
Jesus raised the dead.
I can raise the dead.
Jesus healed the sea.
I can heal the sea.
And he was never stranded.
I can never be stranded.
Jesus.
I got to crash this thing. See, see. Yo, see. So 3 points and I'm done. First point, believe it. Put it up there. Tell your neighbor, believe it. So we don't see to believe, we believe to see. In the world, you have to see to believe. In faith, you believe to see. Are you listening to me? Are you getting what I'm saying? You have to believe that you are healed first before you see healing. You have to believe that you are prosperous before you see prosperity. You have to believe that you can do much more before you see much more. If you don't believe it, you can't handle it. See, if you don't believe it, you can't even identify it when you see it. You can't identify it. You can't. How is not my business? Believing is my business. How shall these things be? It's not my business. I believe God. I believe God. And that's it. I tell anybody, I believe God. How did we come here? I came here by believing God. Oh. Hey, Google, find out about me. There's no Godfather. There's no chairman. There's no God, grace. People will just walk up to me. I want to give this. Okay, give it. Leave it. Give it. That's all. Grace. I believe God for impossible things. Are you listening? Say, I believe God. The how is not my business. The believing is my business. And that's what I'm going to do. Believing is not just mental accent, it's revelation knowledge. We don't believe by proximity. No, say because we're close to it. No. Judas was in the camp of Jesus, did not believe in Jesus. He saw Jesus as a revolutionist. Somebody would just take Israel and become the governor of Israel. Yeah, he didn't believe. So proximity doesn't mean you believe. No, believing is by revelation. So now people say, but peace, Judas lost his salvation. He was never saved. He did not believe. Read your Bible carefully. He was in charge of the money. Dough, bread, treasury man. He never believed. So one first, tell him, I believe. Because that's how faith works. You believe in your heart, you confess with your mouth. That's it. Second step, somebody says, speak to it. Say it again, speak it. Shout it, speak it. So speak it till you see it. Don't fake it till you make it. Faith it because you have made it. Faith it because you have made it. Don't faith it till you make it. Faith it because you have made it. Are you listening to me? Don't do it afraid. Do it with fear. Don't do it with fear. Do it with faith rather. Are you listening to me? Do it with what? Faith. Shout it one more time. Do it with what? Faith. Louder. Do it with what? Faith. I believe God. Next point is what? Speak to it. Speak to it. He says, for the righteousness of faith, speak it. When God created, he didn't touch, he spoke. Do you imagine that? So your words are the as creatives, when anytime we want to create, we touch. God is saying, don't touch it. Speak to it. Speak to it. Speak to it. For the Bible says, the righteousness of faith, what? Speak it. Jesus was moving, saw the fig tree. And the Bible says, he responded to the fig tree. He spoke to the fig tree. So any it that is misbehaving around you, speak to the it. Bring the word of God to it. Speak to it. Stop speaking about it. Speak to it. Stop having a conference about it. Paralysis of analysis. Speak to it. Not speak about it. Speak to it. Are you listening to me? Yes, tell a neighbor, speak to it. And speaking is a sign of humility. You being quiet means you worship in the shrine of your abilities and connections. You know who to call. Keep living. But you speaking, because what we call arrogance in church is not arrogance in the Bible. Arrogance in the Bible is you being quiet to what God has said concerning you. Humility in scripture is you saying what God has said concerning you. That's humility. Job, put Job there. No, yes, when men are cast down, then thou shalt say there is a what? And he shall save the humble person. Who is the humble person? The one who says that is a lifting up. That's how God sees humility. But you know, as Africans, we think that when you are quiet, it's very humble. No. To God, when you are quiet, it means that you are refusing what he has said. Humility is you saying what. 40 days Goliath was shouting at Israel. Israel all kept quiet. God saw arrogance. Oh, they are relying in their strength. That's what God saw. Oh, they believe in their strength. David came. One day, who is this guy? You don't need talk again. Proud boy, stay with sheep, you know the year. David said, is there not a cause? He said, he's been a fighter from a youth. You are but a youth. That's what he said to David. He's been a champion and a fighter from a youth. You are, David said, who's this guy? Can't you see that he's too big? David said, that's my point. Anywhere I throw this stone, he'll meet him. It's too big for me to miss. David kept talking that they had to bring David to Saul. Why? He kept, and whilst he was talking, that was humility to God. And God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. So start speaking. When you're speaking, God releases grace. God is saying, that's my boy. No, I'm blessed. No, I cannot be broke. No, I cannot be down. That's how God says. So look at the man of grace. David was speaking. You think it's the stone that David threw that killed Goliath? The Bible says the stone hit Goliath's forehead. He fell face down. If it's the impact of the stone, he would have fallen backwards. As David was throwing the stone, one angel was saying, Bobby, Davido, throw this stone quick. Make a press conch for you. Yeah, quick, fast. Get ready. Little effort, great result. I said, little effort, great result. Kabaye, I said, get ready. Little effort, great result. I prophesy that after this meeting, you are doing little effort, but you are seeing mighty results. If this is your word, shout, thank you, Jesus.
Sit. Wait to talk. That's all. Speak to it.
Then give me verse 28 of Job 22. 28, Job 22. Glory to God. Don't worry, I'm almost there. 28, Job 22. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established. Hey, it now says, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. So data, your mouth is the switch that turns on the light. Thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established. Then light shines on your way. So what turns on the light is what you see. So stop keeping quiet. Start speaking. I can't die. My body is not meant for cancer. No. Stop saying it. Keep speaking it. This is the word of the Lord to me. And you keep acknowledging it. My last point, let's close. The last point is what? Frame it. Somebody say frame it. So the best way to predict your future is frame one. Tell your neighbor, frame one. Louder, say frame one. The Bible says we know that the world was framed by the word of God. Hey, are you listening to me? The picture cannot come outside of the frame. Hey. So you can frame your life and say, I have framed my life with God's word. I can't die in my 50s. I can't die. And then you lock yourself in the frame of God's word. Are you hearing me? It says, by faith, we know that the eons were framed by God's word. And you cannot have a picture that is outside of the frame. They will cut it off. It must be locked up in the frame. You can't feature in a future that you have not pictured from the scriptures. So you must have the scriptures. That's why it's called scriptures. It's a script. Actor, not a die for film. I'm the actor. Are you listening to me? It's a script. That's why they call it scripture. So you must have your life and frame it with God's word. Yeah. Frame. Tell your neighbor, frame it. Say it again, frame it. You have the sure word of prophecy. Use it, frame it. Any bachelor, when they look for scissors to cut indomie spices, he never hungry. No. Now, teeth, they cut them. Say, give me scissors, please. Oh, it's not clean. Are you Chioma? He's not clean. Give me scissors, please. A bachelor. You're not hungry. You that's how you are as a believer looking for a prophet to tell you your future when you have the sure word of prophecy. Are you a bastard? Prophecy should be confirmation, not breaking news to the believer. Should be that means when God spoke to you, he copied me. That means when God spoke to you, he copied me. It shouldn't be breaking news. You speak to it, then frame it. Hey, mama, you know how I got into this place? When they gave me a bill of this place, I couldn't pay. Mommy, I will drive to this hall. I'll park outside and I'll be speaking to this building. Yes. Mommy, now my car be that, but the hall be this. There was no money. I'll park here. Father, I was framing it. I decree.
Hey, Bago.
Now so. Every day.
The Lord needs this place.
The Lord needs
the word of the Lord. Make up.
Yeah. Mommy, the manager that locked me out is my staff now. He's here. Wave your hands. Yeah, is it? Yeah, is there? Is there? Is there? Wave properly. Will you stand up and wave? Wave with your two hands. But at that time, there was no money. But I will park outside Kabaye. Reko Potalasis. This is the church. The money is coming. No shishi anywhere. Nothing. That's how you walk on water. Tell your neighbor, frame it. Say it again one more time. Say, frame it. Shout it again. Say, frame it. You don't have the money, but you have frame. Frame it. Frame it. Frame it. With the word of God. Let's close this thing. Let's close this thing. My text is Peter.
Let me close. Peter. Hey, Jesus. Sorry. Peter.
They arrested Peter because the Bible says Herod killed James, right? And when Herod killed James, it pleased the Jews that Herod killed James. So Herod said too, I will take Peter and kill. Let me warn you. Never tie your life with any other man of God's situation. Because Peter would have said, since Herod died, they will kill me too. Because Herod was an up. Since James died, because they killed James and he pleased the Jews, so they took Peter. But the Bible says prayers was made for Peter day and night. You know the scripture. The important thing, let's move from there. I don't have time. The Bible says the angel of the Lord showed up in the prison. Not because Peter was praying, because Peter was sleeping. They are, oh yeah. They've said to you, you are going to die in the morning. Peter. Maybe I played Timaya before sleeping. This life I can't keep myself. Jesus died for me. Oh, I can't keep myself. Oh, allow me to. They are killing. Look at you. Your rent is due in November. You have BP now. Look at you. You are in church here. You can't sleep now. It's November that your rent is due. Now you can't sleep. Peter, they are killing you in the morning. You know you are really sleeping when God has to send angel to wake you. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him and a light shined. Angel showed up, light shined. Not a believer, just angel showed up, light. Tell anybody, I carry light. Say, I have light. I be light. I light. Light! Say, I carry light. I'm in the light. Light inside me. I delight. I be light. I light. Light! One more time, say, I carry light. I'm inside light. Light inside me. I be light. I delight. Light! How can an angel command that kind of light? Angel. See, Uncle Julius, the angel touched Peter, the chains left him. The angels didn't touch the chain. They just wake Peter. Chain say, bros. I greet you. The angel didn't sing, break every chain. Break every chain. Are you the madman of Gadara? For he whom the Son has set free is free indeed. Put it up there. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise up quickly. And the chain said, bros. We did not know. We apologize. We were not informed. We didn't know. The chains fell off him. So to say a believer is in chain, can't you see the insult you are doing to redemption? My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. It's the believer that is holding the chain. It's not because there's chain on you. Yes. Now you not really leave the chain. Your grandfather prayed about the chain. Your grandmother prayed. Your mother, you too, you are praying. Shouldn't that tell you something? That this chain is bigger than what? They opened the first gate. They passed. Second gate. They passed. The Bible says they came to the third gate that led to the city. That opened on his own accord. Wait, mommy. Not on its own accord. If it's a gate, it should be that it opened. Put my scripture, Simeon. It opened. You're hungry. It's not service, I understand. When they were past the first and second ward, they came unto the iron gate that led into the city, which opened to them of his own accord. So there are some major gates that are human beings. Yes. After this service, they will align with you. Let me try my friends over here. These people have too much money. There are some major gates that are major people. I said after this service, they will align with you. I said there are some major gates in Abuja that are important people. I said after this meeting, they are aligning with you. One more time. I said there are major gates in your life that are people. After today, Monday morning, you are getting a call. Chairman is looking for you. So thank you, Jesus.
his own accord. And they came out. This is called what I call prison technology. Have you ever gone to the hotel? Before you get to the hotel, it opens. They landed from here. This is where it happened first. As they got to the major gate, it opens on its own. Lift up your head. The host is here. Open on his own accord. That's not my testimony. They went out of the place. Peter said, is this a dream? I prophesy. What is happening to you? In the next 6 months from today, it will look like a dream. When you see yourself and your picture, it will not look the same. It will look like a dream. When the Lord turned again, the captivity of Zion, they were like them that dream. Their mouth was full of laughter and their voice with praises. Then the hidden said, the Lord has done great things for me. I prophesy. The kind of great things that are going to happen to you, you will not be able to explain it. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, but we know it in our spirit. We can tell it in our heart that God has already done it. Shall hear somebody. And this is my message. See now, frame it. My messages are usually 10 minutes. My introduction that is long. They came. Mommy, they came to this house. Peter left prison. Angel has opened door for him. He gets to the house that they are praying for him. Baba. Just one. Shanu. You have been shanued on the cross. Roda said, somebody's at the door. Roda goes. Daniel. Say, Peter. Roda was so excited. So Roda runs. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Peter is at the door. Oh, Yahweh. So it is clear that it was not their prayer that got Peter out. There was no faith in that prayer. There was something else Peter knew that made Peter sleep. Peter knew something that was making him sleep. It was not their prayers. This guy came to the door. Say, you are mad. And that's okay, yeah. It's his angel. That means they had no faith at all. And that's what we do. Hey, flourish. Calm down. No, don't do this. You know, mommy, you can't lose weight watching exercise videos. So all this prayer we do in the morning, the people who are praying with you didn't get there by praying like that. If you can't say amen, say ouch. They didn't get there by praying like that, too. So it was faithlessness. It was not a prayer. So there is something that Peter knew. He was framed. He knew the frame. That's why he was sleeping. And I'll show you the frame and then we'll close. Jesus said to Peter, verily, verily, I say unto thee, when you are young, you are guiding yourself and you're walking where you want to go. But when you are old, they shall take your hands to another place and carry you where you do not want to go. Jesus told Peter, verily, verily. That means this one is not open for negotiation. Next verse. This spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said unto him, follow me. So Jesus told Peter how Peter would die. He was framed. If you want to clap, clap well. Jesus said to Peter, when you are old. So Peter was a young man in prison. He knew nothing they happen. I can't die today. There's no need to pray about this. Make her sleep. Somebody here, God sent me to tell you, go home and sleep. You can't die today. You have been framed by God's word. Can I show you your frame this Sunday morning again? Yes, indeed.
It won't be long now. God's decree. Things are going to happen so fast. Your head will swim one thing fast on the heels of the other. You won't be able to keep up. Everything will be happening at once. And everywhere you look, your home, your job, your family, your business, your health, your career. This is your world. Look for four people. Tell them I'm framed. I can't die today. I'm framed. Come on. I can't die like this. I'm framed. Framed to God's word. Framed to God's word. Not today, devil. Not this year, devil. I'm framed. I wish above all things, prosper, be in good health, even as my soul, framed, for he made him to be seen. Shout yes, somebody.
So all the time in prison, Peter knew this is not the day. Jesus said to me, when you are old, they will carry you go where you don't know. So in prison, it was not time to pray. There are some things that you already know that you sleep about. So Peter didn't pray. Neither was it the prayer of the saints. They had prayer chain that couldn't break the chain. Is he knew I have been framed by God's word. Can I also show you another dimension of framing, Temisa? Framing means you can be in a place where you didn't do something, but they framed you into it. That means I didn't do righteousness, but he framed me into it. For he made him to be seen for me, who knew no sin, that I may be framed as the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So I don't have to do it. That's why it's called framed. I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost. So he didn't sin to become sin. I don't have to do righteous to become righteous. I am righteous so that I can do righteous. I have to be to do. They that know their God shall be strong and do. So you know, and then you be before you do. Tell them I'm framed. Yes, I didn't do righteous, but he framed him, and nothing shall be able to separate me from the frame, which is the love of God in Christ Jesus. Frame up your child in the way he should go. For those of you dedicating your children, so that when they are old, they can't come out of the frame. And you frame with the word of God. You frame with the word of God. Our declarations are framed. I am the righteousness. I am the redeemed of the Lord. That's another word. Beloved of Abba, all my sins are forgiven. Passionately loved by God. Powerfully helped. I am kept and protected. I enjoy. I am irrevocably blessed. I am eternally forgiven. I am healed of. I enjoy. I have the favor of God. Fruitful, I flourish, excel. I have the multiplier's anointing. Nothing is against me. Nothing dies in me. I am never stolen. All things are working. God loves me more than the devil. Grace. Frame. I was not supposed to be blessed, but he framed me up. For blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has framed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And the picture cannot come out of the frame, because I'm framed by God's grace. Your assignment this week would be spend the whole of the week framing your life with the word of God. The dollar responds to the frame. Everything responds to the frame. This frame will make you sleep well. You know me, I say it all the time, I cannot be stranded. Mommy, I'm the guy who has a flat tire in front of a vulcanizer all the time. So once I just see, just look like this, it's a vulcanizer there. Why, I have framed my life so much. And once I see the frame and the picture, end of discussion. But one time I'm traveling to preach in London. I got to the airport, they sent my wife the message. Said the plane is full. There's no way. You did this late. I said, but I have to preach. I was about leaving the airport, and I saw myself in my house in London. So I told the guy, I'm going to travel. He said, Pastor, why did you say that? I said, because I saw myself there. And once I see the picture, Otilo is gone. You know the flight to London, BA, leaves at about 10, 11 o'clock. I was in front of the counter till 10:30. So the guy, you know, how do you manage? I just looking at you. He was there. Like, okay, Pastor, I said this plane will take off. Before I will know that I saw a wrong picture. It was not too long. So I said, what? Sir, one business class seat open. I said, so explain to me what happened. He said, the seat was not reclining, so they X'd it. But the technician fixed it without sending the message to the manager. I said, that's my seat. He said, yes, you can travel. I enter, spread like second wave, like this. Because I saw it. That's how faith works. Able to do incredible things, not because you have the money, but faith is our currency. And your God is bigger than big, wider than wide, round than the round, higher than high, deeper than the depth of the sea. Big is not big enough to describe how big he is. Why are you asking him for crumbs when you have the table, the kitchen, and the bakery? And the baker. I want to give you 2 minutes before we do the baby dedication and leave. And what I want you to do is frame your life. This is how you want to pray. Frame your life with God's word. You can take it away. I thought you'd be praying by now. I'm done. I'm done preaching. Flesh, they stumble and they fall. I will see the goodness of God in the land of the living. Don't stop. Frame your life.
Talabale, Eremendeskis, Zipotosi, Bandetos, La Palabe. Hey! Kaya! I hear the sound of abundance of rain. I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Not a drizzle, not a sprinkle, not a shower, but a deluge. Ask God for more. Ask God for more. Ask God for more. Ask God for more. God is more than able. You have 1 more minute. 1 more minute. Frame your children. Frame your business. Frame your children. Come on. Rakata. Soto Belekes. Eloboski. Aye. Barakandes. My Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Agadea Scopotone Melodia Talasis. Oh, Repetia Talis, eh? Gevelia Tandoscopera Diatalavis. Mendokoski Velete has a boat and eh? Pelovia Talavela Hassus. For your harvest is here, says God. Your harvest is here, says God. Come into your harvest with boldness. Come into your harvest with boldness. For the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And your harvest is waiting for you, says the Spirit of the Lord, in Jesus' name. So watch this. This frame, you must stay there and just go to sleep. So Peter knew this. Because I've never understood the scripture. He knew that, I'm not old now. He was there when Jesus said, let's go over to the other side. And the storms couldn't stop them. He had learned a lesson or two. That's how he knew to stay in the frame. I hope with these few words of mine, I've been able to convince you and not confuse you that you need to frame your life with the word of God.